Good day, Montana. I'm Tom Berich. I recently had the honor and opportunity to speak with Julia Tai, the newly hired music director for the Missoula Symphony Orchestra and Chorale. She recently joined me on the phone to chat about the Missoula Symphony and her new position. Julia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Julia, it's been a long and interesting trip, I'm sure, for you to get to this position with, you know, a few unexpected twists and turns along the way. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got to become the new music director?
Sure. So I currently live in Seattle, Washington, and I have been conducting two groups here for 10 years. And I grew up in Taiwan. And I was a violin major and a piano minor when I was in school, in the music schools in Taiwan. And I came to the United States when I was 18. I did my undergraduate degree at University of Southern California in Los Angeles. And then after I finished my undergrad and master's there, I moved up to Seattle to work on my doctorate degree in conducting at the University of Washington. And so I have been working with orchestras for 10 years, as I said, and then I came upon this opportunity of Missoula Symphony's had an opening for music director. And and it, like you said, it was a very long process. I sent in my application and then did a lot of phone interviews and finally got to come and meet the orchestra and the community in Missoula last year. It was last September. And I just fell in love with the community and the city. And I felt people are so supportive and so curious and interested in music. And I had a great time working with the orchestra, all the musicians there. And so it was a long wait after my audition concert. It was more than a year because it has to be postponed. Some concerts have to be postponed because of the pandemic. But I was so excited when I got the phone call about they would like to invite me to be the new music director. And I'm so excited and honored for the opportunity.
Well, that's so wonderful. And we're lucky and fortunate to have you join our community here in Montana. Had you ever been to Montana in general before?
No, actually, last year was my first trip to Montana, so Missoula is the only place I have visited.
Wow.
But I was struck by the natural beauty around town. Just everywhere you look, there's mountains and hiking trails, and I love it.
It's a big state with a lot of beautiful things to see. So with that in mind, when can Montanans actually see you with a baton in your hand for the first time? When will you actually be up on that podium?
I'm actually coming to Missoula on Sunday. We are recording the Holiday Pops concert. And because the Holiday Pops concert was already been planned before my hiring, so most of the repertoire were selected already, but I was be doing a couple of pieces with the string, conducting the strings for a couple of holiday pieces on the Holiday Pop concert. So it was just a tiny little teaser. We have a variety of programming for this holiday concert, from brass ensemble to percussion to woodwind ensemble, string ensemble, and of course choir, some virtual choir pieces. So you'll see me for a couple of minutes there, but we are still planning for the concerts in 2021, and so we're talking about different ways that we could film and do the streaming, and I will start conducting fall concerts then.
So Julia, what can you tell our listeners about the potential programming for the 2021 season?
Yes, so what this pandemic has taught us is to be really flexible in our programming and our approach, and even attending concerts these days is not necessarily the form in the theater and in person. So we're developing all kinds of ways to still bring music to the community. And so the programming depends a lot on the phase we're in the pandemic, that whether we could gather in large groups, when we could do that safely. And now that the weather is colder, recording outdoors is not possible in the winter months. So a lot of the programming depends on how many people we can have and what instrumentation that we can have that is safe to gather and perform. But we're still coming up with a lot of interesting ideas of the visual aspects and the programming. It would probably be smaller ensembles in the winter season, but we're still working on it.
And with that in mind, when it does come to the programming and the performances and even the rehearsals, as you mentioned, smaller ensembles, which is entirely understandable, are they going to be now spread out on the stage? So are we socially distancing the performers?
Definitely. When we play together, we are still 6 feet apart. And for the string and percussion player, those who can will be wearing masks at all times when we do the rehearsal and performance. We also cut the rehearsal short. It will be half-hour rehearsal, 20-minute break, and half-hour rehearsal so musicians can go get some fresh air, and we make sure the circulation of air in the room is adequate. For the holiday concert, for example, the wind ensembles will actually be recorded in the rotunda, and then we'll keep all the doors open. So we are very careful in creating a safe environment for the musicians. And definitely keeping all the health guidelines.
What about the patrons? How will they be able to enjoy it?
Yes, so we have created a season that's all streamed online, so you will be able to enjoy it at the comfort of your own living room. And so all the concerts will be recorded, and then you will have a password to watch the concert on your computer or your TV. We can't have live audience yet,
good
of course,
know.
But as soon as we know that we can resume live audiences, we will do so. But at the moment, we will stream everything online. I think there is silver lining in this pandemic era. I know a lot of us are very tired of being isolated and staying at home, but we are trying to bring the music to you and bring as much as we can into your homes. And I think the silver lining of doing those online concerts and those kinds of programming is that we can have a bigger reach to the audience. Now our audience is not just the people who come to our theater, but anybody can tune in from different parts of the country or even the world. So I think that is something we're very optimistic about, that accessing those concerts are much easier now. And we're hoping to still grow our audience and reach to more people who have not heard us before, and to really do good work in the community.
Julia, that's a wonderful sentiment and beautifully said. Thank you so much for joining me again today.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Julia Tai, the new music director of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra and Chorale. Julia can be seen directing part of the Holiday Pops concert, Friday, December 11th, streamed online for your convenience. For more information about the Missoula Symphony and information about the upcoming Holiday Pops concert, please visit missoulasymphony.org. A special thanks goes to Missoula Symphony Orchestra and Chorale Executive Director Joe May Salonen and Board of Directors President Jim Vallejo for helping facilitate this interview. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Tom Berich.